gets busy. You better ask that person you admire about me. Ever since my homie K went crazy, they slipped a Mickey. I picked up the baton, baby. I've been running since, baby, and I'm not slowing down, down, down. I'm quick to put you down, 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 and I don't mind till you hit the ground, ground, ground. Oh, that's what I'm taught to do. Get rid of anybody standing in front of me, including you. Ever since I've been a little one, I've been ready to get it on. Ever since I've been a one, I want to get it on. Ever since a little one, I'm ready to get it on. Ever since a little one, I've been ready to get it on. Let's get it on. Ever since I'm ready to get it on. I'm ready, ready, quick to get it on. Ever since a little one, I've been down to get it on. Don't stop until you get enough of it. Easy come, easy go, I guess. But once it came, I get so much from it. When I finish with it, you don't have anything left from it. Same way with licks, weed, and chicks. So once I'm done, man, you can get the rest of it. But anyway, I'm having a good day, and I'm ready to party. Every day is a party, just rock with me. Cause ever since I was young, I'm down to get it on. Since a little boy, I'm time to raise up and just make anything go bust. And Lord and guns, I trust. Anything else can fucking touch the dust. I wet your frame until your bones rust. I'm the whole pie. You just the motherfucking crust. Cause ever since I was young, I'm down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I'm down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I've been down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I've been down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I've been down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I've been down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I've been down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I've been down to get it on. Ain't no fun if my homies can't get none. She said, well, shit, look like none of y'all gon' have some fun. I was like, you don't know you fucking with, hun. I went, what I told you, my homies down to do a circle jerk without you. I'm just playing, but imagine though, that's how we treat a hoe. Cause we don't need them and we don't chase them and we don't hard to replace them. Once we done with them, good riddance. It's time to get to the cheddar, count my spinach. This is YBA.
We're blowing me down.
8. Hi, everybody. This is UBI. I'm your gracious host, Pedro Lee. Thanks for being in this journey with me. I actually got this concept from Kristen Kirkley because she did the live taping of Dirty Little Secrets, which is this Tuesday at Niagara. Free plug. Today is going to be story time. It's about when I used to be a barber. That's right. I used to be a barber, a beautician, a cosmetologist. Cosmetologist? Oh, wow. I was like, Edward Scissorhands with regular hands and just had scissors and walls and oyster clippers in the other hand. And a comb. That's right. Your boy is trained skill. I can make a brother look like Farrah Fawcett if I want to. I just wet and then cut it. But anyway, why did I start barber school? Well, I always had a passion for barbers. Really the barber shop. Because many people have said it is like a place to go and release stress and talk amongst each other with social things that going on. That and this guy Frankie Williams used to say he was a barber, and I got barber jumped. I think this is the first time I've heard someone getting jumped by clippers. I asked this guy, hey, just hook me up with a little fro, you know, a little fro, just a little taper, you know. I ended up with no hair. I had no eyelashes. Then they passed the clippers. I had no eyebrows. no nose hairs, no hair, nothing. I look like a roll-on deodorant. And my uncle forced me to go back and fight him, because that's how we settle our differences. Yeah. And I couldn't fight them all, but I had to like sneak them and shit. And we ain't need to talk about that. But I moved away, and then I ran into a bunch of friends, like my homie Draft and K. They used to cut hair. Have you ever seen a fade that's not faded? It's like they literally just went around one good time, and then like the part they tried to fade looked like a Etch-a-Sketch, like where you shake it up. So I was like, I'm gonna try to do my own thing. So I started off just cutting my hair regularly, whatever. And then I found out about the American Barber Institute on 252 West 29th Street. I think it's 252 West 29th Street. If it's not there, it used to be there. I'm not good with specific addresses. I'm a landmarks type of guy. So let me look and see who that
up in this mug.
Hey, the thing's sideways, so I'm not crazy. I just, hey. And for you listening, I'm doing it live. And so hey to y'all too when you listen to it. But anyway, I went to the American Barber Institute, and I was stunned, because I went to it when I was like in college and stuff. I like, yeah, I could cut hair, whatever. The tuition was like, I think, 3 G's or something. 3 G's. Well, it might have been 3 million, the way I concerned, because my pockets was low, like a bow-legged caterpillar, if you will. Low funds. But they had like a payment plan or whatever. And to my surprise, I didn't know Russians cut a lot of hair. It was a lot of Russians in my class cutting hair. I'm like, damn, they cut hair? And it just blew my mind. But there was this one guy from Queens. His name was Taheem, right? Cool dude, chubby dude. First time I ever seen a dude with a full beard. And he came in there, looked like he was hungover and stuff. And you know, I don't know. I like hang around people that get fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It's just, we bring people together. I guarantee if you drop a weed cloud on a country, it'll be so much peace. They'll put down the guns and take off their helmets and just catch as much weed they can in their helmets and put that motherfucker back on and run to wherever they at. So, Trump, you in office, drop some weed bombs. Hey, if you need some tests, nah, don't drop no weed bombs on my place of residence, because I know y'all gonna tap it with some shit that I don't know. Anywho, me and Taheem, we hooked up and we were like cutting hair because we trusted each other, even though I fucked up his beard once and he let it slide. He wanted to get like a thin line beard like that, like Method Man. And then I don't know how I did it, but one line went up to the top right, and the other one to the bottom left. And I just end up giving him a goatee. But he ain't trip about it. He just said, yo, look at this, man. And I was so paranoid, I ain't let him cut my hair for 2 weeks, because I thought he was just going to push my wig back like a 9 millimeter. You know what I mean? So, we was killing it in American Barber. The barber, if you get your haircut done at American Barber Institute, it's only like, I think at that time, like $3 to pay for like a regular haircut. If you want a beard, $5. So, you get a whole haircut and a beard, $5. And I was cutting all types of hair. Straight, kinky, curly, wavy, perm. Yeah. Brothers had perms at that time. Everyone don't have Indian in their family. Now, you know, I checked my background. Ain't one Indian up in my family. 100% black, no additives and preservatives. That's what I am. So I was cutting all types of hair and shit, right? And if it's any awkward pause for the people that are checking in live, I am trying to talk to a beat and not rap to it. So it's like, hey, everybody joining, everyone listening, and feel free, because I know you got shit to do, so you can get your stuff together and come back. I'll be right here. Anywho. So the most you could pay for a haircut is $5. So we, I ain't gonna lie, Taheem and myself had like clients all the time. Now there was a few people that didn't have clients. I ain't gonna say the Russian students didn't have clients, but just for the sake of the story, let's just say the Russian students didn't have clients. That's fair, right? So we was killing them up in there. And this one guy, right, like I was getting paid like $15, $20 on top of the $5. And if I was getting that time, he was wicked with it. I know he was getting it more than me, because he was way better than me. You know what I mean? I give credit where credit is due. He's way better than me. So one time, I had this regular client, and he used to always come to me because he used to have the widow's peak. And if you don't know what the widow's peak is, they call it the Wolfman Jack, the monsters. It's a peak. It's a peak. And he was like, yo, a lot of barbers don't ask him to keep the peak. And he always liked me, because when I first cut his hair, I was like, you want me to keep this peak? And I used to shape up, and the peak used to be so sharp. It was so sharp and profound. If you look him in his face, it looked like the peak telling you to look him into his eyes, because he's a serious person, all right? And not only that, I made it, I called it the hourglass, because he had the chin peak too. So I peaked it. So if that motherfucker would have did a cartwheel or front flip, it looked like time is continuing. You did? Because that's the skills I brought to the barber's world. Anyway. Kept coming and coming, and one day Taheem was like, he never come to my chair, his chair, he always come to mine. Then one day he was like, hey man, how much you making this barber school? I like, oh man, I don't discuss my pockets. Even if I was making $1 billion, I ain't gonna talk about what's in my pockets, man. You know what I'm saying? But he was like, hey, I could pay you as much as you want. You ain't got to work. You ain't got to even work or come back to this job anymore. And I was like, what? What? And he was like, yeah, just come around me in the back. And he pulled out like a wad of money, right? Like, I don't know, but he put out a lot of money. Now, it could have been mad ones with 220s on top. Because that's how I roll when I'm trying to get the hoes. Nah, but seriously, it could have been that. I don't know. So he was like, yo, just come around the back. Just come around back. And I was like, you bugging out, man. You know what I'm saying? Because even since back then, I don't care how you swing your back or whatever you get in your hole. Kudos. Get it on, and get it on in fun, how I did. So, I was like, is this going on? And I'm getting propositioned. And this is a good story to tell a lot of ladies and men. Everyone don't get harassed. It's a big difference between harassment and propositioning. About the same, but it's a big difference. Now, if I work with a woman and I'm like, hey, I don't want to use no names. I'm like, hey, Cayenne, let's go get some drinks. And then let me put my dick in you after work. Now, if I
asked you that one time. I propositioned you. Now, if I say, hey, Kanye, let's go to happy hour and let me just put the tip in. And you be like, what? And I keep saying that to you for 4 days straight or constantly throughout that workday. Now, that's harassment. So a lot of people get propositioned, not harassed. I got propositioned because I ain't see his ass no more in that chair. I seen him in Taheem's chair. And I'll tell you why I seen him in Taheem's chair. After he hit me off, he gave me like 50 bucks, right? And that's the first time I'm like, damn, I feel like a haircutting hoe right now. Is this how it starts? You know what I'm saying? Hey, for everyone joining, I'm just talking about cutting hair and hoeing myself out. Potentially hoeing myself out. So I told Tommy Love, I told Taheem what happened. And Taheem was like, yo, why you ain't come get me? And say you need to borrow some razors or something. You know what I'm saying? I like, why? He was like, dude, next time dude comes back, P, just come, just tell me, we gonna go in the alley and everything. And we gonna rob this motherfucker. I was like, first of all, Taheem, just because you chubby with titties doesn't mean he wants you. Nah, I'm just playing. But I was like, yo, first of all, Taheem, he knows our face. But he was like, nah, but we got the drop on him. What he gonna do? Tell the cops, yo, I tried to fuck these dudes and then they just flipped on me. I was like, you know what? I could go ahead and pay off this barber tuition. And if we do it right, we could come up. Then I was like, nah, I ain't gonna do it. He was like, yeah, yeah, we should do it. Next week, guess who I see? Twin Peaks in fucking Taheem's chair. And Taheem, I don't know what happened, but I don't think it went down, cause Taheem was pissed the fuck off and cut his peak, his hair peak. And I guess that was like Samson cut his hair off and shit, so he never came back. That was just one drama in the Barber Institute. The other one, the little Russian guy got choked out by this prostitute. And I know it was a real prostitute, because that prostitute used to be at the Duran Reed on 49th and 9th. No, I ain't fuck or anything. I just know people in all types of places. Plus, I found out that's the same prostitute in 49th and 9th, because I had worked at Duran Reed there later on in the years. And we was talking about how she choked out this little Russian dude. It was hysterical. And I know why. First of all, you can't be buying pussy from people that three times bigger than you and then cut out once you get your nut out. You would get motherfucking stomped out. So anyway, things kept going on in the barbershop and shit. And then one day, this guy from Harlem, I guess he was recruiting. And he was like, and they like auctioned us off. And that's why we're like, I kind of lost the, and for those people that view and be like, you cut hair? Yes. Don't judge the look. Judge me by my skills, all right? So he picked like three of us, and then two of us ain't want to go. So he actually paid the rest of my tuition so I can start working at the shop in Harlem. Ain't that cool, right? That's cool. Average Of course, I had to work it off at his shop, but I did get a job and I got to finish school. And I got the little paperwork or whatever that expires. And at that time, it expires every like 2 years or something. I could be wrong. So you barbers out there. Speaking of barbers, shout out to Black Dave off of We Ain't Listening podcast. He comes to mind when I'm talking about this barber shit. Hey. For the people that gonna listen to this later, I'm like, what? But hey to y'all motherfuckers too. Shit. Thank you. So I went up to Harlem, and trust me, there's nothing more sadder. I mean, much whatever. There's nothing sadder. Well, I say I went to barber school, not grammar school. There's nothing sadder than a new barber that sits in front of the damn shop. You know how many people kept walking past me? You think I had leprosy. I'd rather be a barber that done fucked up a few heads, because every barber that fuck up a head got that one person that comes to him. I had nothing. To the point, is this one dude that looked like Slick Rick came in there late and everything. And I swear, it was almost a fight how many people want to come to his chair. And he was just looking at me cutting hair, just fading up, taping, lining and everything. Like, you good? And I'm like, do it look like I'm good? If you mean by my chair being spotless and my tools out and I got a good view outside the street, I'm doing motherfucking marvelous. Other than that, nah. So the person that hired me was like, hey man, everything all right? You want me to cut? You want to cut my hair? I'm like, I don't want to cut your hair, man. You know what I mean? Nah, I don't need your pity hair follicles on my clippers. So I lasted there 1 week. And then I started cutting hair at my little place of residence. And I was doing good. I was actually making more money. I made more money cutting hair on my own, because I didn't have to pay rent on the chair than I would have done in Harlem. I was coming up with some paper. I should cut hair now. Yeah, everybody want to grow. Hey, stop growing your hair and try to keep up with the young folks and get a damn Caesar like you should, so I could get back in business, damn it. Women too. Y'all seen Wakanda? Become a Wakandian and let me shave you, shorty. Get this bread up. Hell. But anyway, so I was cutting hair and everything, because I had it laid back. Like, you could come to my crib and do whatever you want to do, your illegalities, your libations, and watch videos, be on the computer, everything. It was just so cool and dope. But then I got into piercing. And I got a video of me piercing my homegirl, Danielle. The needle went through her nose, through her lip, and hit like right between her tooth and shit. And we were so fucked up. She was like, how it look? And my boy, Draft wasn't there, I'm sorry. This other chick was there. And we're like, oh God, does it supposed to do that? And I'm like, yeah, it's supposed to do that. Everyone knows when you pierce the nose, it's supposed to go through your top lip. That's how you know the hole is good. And they fell for it. That's when I discover being charming and high can get you by. If anyone want to know what clippers I was using, I was using, of course, the Oysters detachables. I was using the Walls, and I was using the Masters. So, I kind of like this Instagram Live. I might not just do this so I can really engage with the people. It's keep the podcast separated from you guys and you guys separated from the podcast. I kind of like that. Also, I'm doing this to let people know you can do anything you want. If I could do it, your ass could do it. And also to my fellow people with speech impediments, if I could talk shit, you could talk shit. Hear from Taheem ever since the American Barber Institute. But and I know he's from Queens, and I wonder what always happened to him. He was a cool little chubby dude with asthma and shit that liked to fight. I don't understand why people with like I don't know how to put it. When you wear your weaknesses, why you want to talk a lot of shit? No pun intended, since he had asthma. But I'm just saying, I don't know. I fucked up a few. Besides Taheem, I usually fuck up a lot of hair. It used to be my hair. I fuck up a lot. Cause I like to experiment and shit. I manscape, but I only manscape to the sweet, sweet songs of Toni Braxton. That's what I do. So, the thing I do like about barbershop, like I said earlier, it's like a place, it's therapeutic for so many reasons. I guess, I don't want you to say it's a black thing, or a Latino thing, or a white thing, because I don't know, I can only speak for what barbershop I was in, including the barbershop for everyone, that the Russians, let's say the people that fuck up hair, was fucking up in the school. But you get your news, you get your advice, your knowledge from the barbershop, you know. If you wanna my percent brothers, you get the day's mathematics. I'm very rusty on today's mathematics. I think it's equality today. For my to everybody know what I'm talking about, they talk know about that knowledge. I think today's equality. I could be wrong. And to people on the podcast, by the time you hear it, it won't really matter because it's going to be another mathematical day. Anyway. Knowledge itself is everything. They teach a lot of bullshit in public school that we don't need. Like, history. I mean, you know, they teach us a lot of lies and shit. You know what I'm saying? But school should teach knowledge itself. School should teach about jealousy and how to handle defeat. Because that's what you're going to deal with more than a motherfucking acute angle. Especially when you boxed around jealous motherfuckers that can't handle defeat. That's what I'm saying. But school don't teach you that. You gotta learn that on your own. That's why experience trumps education all the time. Now, that being said, I'm gonna contradict what I just said. Now, if you're gonna be a doctor, take your ass to school. I don't want you to do just 2 years and start experimenting and shit like you Frankenstein. And also, if you're a lawyer, don't just do 1 or 2 years and then experiment it. I want you to come out head of your class so you can lie to these motherfuckers to keep my black ass out the motherfucking prison system. Thank you for everyone. It's been one. I might name this, I guess, the American Barber Institute. What can you pull from this? I'll tell you what you can pull from this episode for everyone. You're gonna seek out many journeys and go down many paths to get where you truly supposed to be. The great thing about going through many journeys and many paths is you accumulate a lot of knowledge and skills that can perpetuate you to every... Ooh, did I say that right? Big word! I don't know if I said it right. But that could put you in a place or position where you need to be. Also, everyone knows knowledge, especially knowledge from other people that they never been through it. This has been UBI. I've been your gracious host. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. And we out. Peace.
Peace.
It's busy. You better ask that person you admire about me. Ever since my homie K went crazy, they slipped a Mickey. I picked up the baton, baby. I've been running since, baby, and I'm not slowing down, down, down. I'm quick to put you down, 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 and I don't mind till you hit the ground, ground, ground. That's what I'm taught to do. Get rid of anybody standing in front of me, including you. Ever since I've been a little one, I've been ready to get it on. Ever since I've been a one, I'm ready to get it on. Ever since a little one, I'm ready to get it on. Ever since a little one, I've been ready to get it on. Let's get it on. Ever since I'm ready to get it on. I'm ready, ready, quick to get it on. Ever since a little one, I've been down to get it on. Don't stop until you get enough of it. Easy come, easy go, I guess. But once it came, I get so much from it. When I finish with it, you don't have anything left from it. Same way with licks, weed, and chicks. So once I'm done, man, you can get the rest of it. But anyway, I'm having a good day, and I'm ready to party. Every day is a party, just rock with me. Cause ever since I was young, I'm down to get it. Just a little boy, I'm time to raise up and just make anything go bust. And Lord and guns, I trust. Anything else can fucking touch the dust. I wet your frame until your bones rust. I'm the whole pie. You just the motherfucking crust. Cause ever since I was young, I'm down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I'm down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I've been down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I've been down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I've been down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I've been down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I've been down to get it on. Ever since I was young, I've been down to get it on. Ain't no fun if my homies can't get none. She said, well, shit, look like none of y'all gon' have some fun. I was like, you don't know you fucking with, hun. I went, what I told you, my homies down to do a circle jerk without you. I'm just playing, but imagine though, that's how we treat a hoe. Cause we don't need them and we don't chase them and we don't hard to replace them. Once we done with them, good riddance. It's time to get to the cheddar. Count my spinach. Good, 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 good.
good.
This is YBA.
We're blowing me down.
Eight.